Greetings, members and friends. It's time once again for our weekly Sunday School preview. So thanks for joining me and welcome back. The spring quarter entitled Acknowledging God focuses on ways God's people have acknowledged His greatness. The April unit is entitled All Glory and Honor and has five sessions from the book of Luke and John dealing with how Jesus' resurrection opened the way to honor God and how visions and revelation praise God with majestic symbolism. This Sunday's lesson is entitled He Has Risen, or Guess Who? Today's lesson takes place after the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus. It was early Sunday morning when several women went to the sepulcher to anoint the body of Christ in order to give him a proper Jewish burial. His body had been taken down from the cross hastily because of the approaching Sabbath and placed in the tomb. While wondering how they were going to get into the sepulcher, on their way there, they were surprised to see the tomb open and even more surprised to discover that Jesus was not there. Two otherworldly beings explained to them that Jesus had risen as he said he would, and for them to go and tell his disciples to meet him in Galilee. Then they remembered what Jesus had said. When the disciples got the news, they found what they heard difficult to believe. So at least two of them went to the sepulcher to see for themselves and found it just as the women had said. This left all of them scratching their heads, wondering what could this all mean. In the meantime, two other disciples met a stranger along the road and began discussing the events surrounding the death of Jesus. Not knowing the stranger was Jesus, he began to explain the prophecies and scriptures concerning Jesus. As he prepared to eat, the stranger blessed the food, and at that moment, the two disciples recognized that the stranger was Jesus, and he vanished from their sight. These two events were among the first to indicate that Jesus was no longer dead, but alive. There were other events to follow these that testify of the fact that Jesus had indeed arisen. The question for us today is whether or not we believe their testimonies, combined with any other evidence we have to give us reason to believe Jesus is alive and well. Even if there is a way to prove definitively that Jesus rose, that just isn't God's style. God values faith, and nobody needs faith when you have proof. Easter is the day we all get to honor the sacrifice God made on our behalf to secure our deliverance from death, which we call salvation. If Jesus did not arise, then Easter is a meaningless holiday that just gives people an excuse to spend more money. But on the other hand, if Jesus is alive, Easter means that we have the opportunity to experience life in the fullness that God intended for mankind. You can get a better understanding of this lesson by reading the daily Sunday School readings found in your Sunday School book, which can also be accessed through our website and mobile app. Well, that's all for this week's preview. Be sure to join us in Sunday School this week for a fuller discussion of this lesson and the general topic of all glory and honor. So until then, grace and peace.